Welcome back to Rosie on the House. 4 hours of friendly radio every Saturday. You think you can find friendly radio many places in this country right now? No. We're going to take it easy on you. It's a Saturday morning. Wake up and join us. And 7 o'clock, we're just kind of around the kitchen table talking about things that are interesting to us. And as you know by now, if you're a regular listener, Romy, Julia, and I went to the National Hardware Show about, it's been a month already, Romy?
Can you believe
that? No, I cannot believe that. It seems like we just got off the airplane from coming home. But we've talked a lot about products. But you know what? There's more than products at the hardware store. There's stories, people's stories, and really interesting. And I think all three of us really enjoyed the invention room. And I think I went in there twice. Romy, you were in there a couple times. And it's just kind of intriguing to walk through there and see people's ideas and kind of get their stories and, you know, how they got there and what they're planning in the future. And it's hard not to get excited about some of those products because, you know, they're not on the market yet, but it's fun to find out. And I noticed walking through there, a lot of them were sponsored by the inventor lady. And I thought, who is this inventor lady? So I sought out her booth. She had her own booth. And her name is Rita Crompton, and she's out of Denver. And she helps people to nurture their passion for inventing. So hey, I asked Rita to join us this morning. Good morning, Miss Rita.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good. Sounds like you're ready for a visit.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, I really, really enjoyed getting to meet you at the hardware show. Are you resting now, or are you on to your next venture?
Oh, we are always on to the next venture, and mine right now is quite unique. I am entertaining my 3-year-old grandson.
Oh, that's the best kind of venture. Absolutely.
And that is a whole new adventure, absolutely. So, yeah, we're having a good time. We've already been to the airport and walked 2 miles. So.
Ah, when I called you yesterday, he had just got, it's a little boy, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
He had just gotten there, and I heard things like, don't climb on that glass table.
I know.
Always a challenge. So, Miss Rita, in getting to know you, I'm wondering, are you an inventor yourself?
I am not. I have been an entrepreneur all of my life since I got kicked out of the Girl Scouts, or the Brownies, I guess at that point, in the fourth grade for selling too many cookies. I went around and took orders. Now everybody takes orders, but who would have thought back then? Oh, all those mothers were so mad at me when they found out that I had already taken the orders through the neighborhood. But then I went on and had other, you know, ventures during my life. And when I moved out to Colorado, I started working for a small startup, and they were, amazing enough, had a new embalming product for funeral homes. And it was just the most fascinating stuff. And so I was driving all over the country. And then I got married, and I realized there were more entertaining things to do at 5 o'clock in the morning than get in a car and drive away. So at that point then, you know, I married an attorney. So we're talking about, you know, different legal things. I had met some people in intellectual property. And I realized that my skill set was getting people to think outside of the box, to help them stay on track with an idea. So if you say, I've got an idea, what do I do? It's like, here's what you do. Here are the steps. This is what you know. Have you done this yet? So my skill set was to help other inventors who had the idea get to the marketplace. And so that is what I have focused on. That's my invention.
How long? Yeah, right. How long have you been doing this?
13 years now.
Wow. So you're really on a roll. At the hardware show alone, I think you had 25 products, right?
We had 25 products, and I like it when the inventors can go. Not, you know, there are other people who do similar things that I do. A lot of them are walking the floor looking for new people to bring into the fold. I'm there to sell product for my inventors. And so I like it when they can be there and they can talk about their product. They can see what's going on. And we're always looking for their next steps. And the inventors that go with me, some of them have inventory so they can fill orders. Others are just looking to really test the market, get some price points, figure out do they want to take that next step into manufacturing. And some of them are there only because they filed their intellectual property, they've got a good functioning prototype, and they need to be able to license them so that somebody else is going to, it's like renting their patent, and they're going to make it, sell it, and send the inventor a check.
And as we were talking, you said you don't start with a business plan. That's kind of people's mindset. But you have a different direction that you kind of focus on.
Exactly. When someone comes to me and they say, I've got an idea, what do I do? I say, first thing you do is go out there on the internet and look around as much as you can. Do your Google search, get into the USPTO. That's your time and energy to do your own due diligence. Build your own version of a prototype if you can. Duct tape, Legos, pipe cleaners, I don't care what you use to get it out of your head into something that's three-dimensional before you've spent a lot of money. And once you've kind of done those steps, then the next thing is a professional search. You want somebody else to put another set of eyes on it. That way, then, you can go and say, all right, start with this, where you've got drawings from somebody else's intellectual property or product out there. Sometimes you can buy it, take somebody else's apart, and make your own prototype a better widget, so to speak. So there's a lot of things you can do kind of on that early side that doesn't cost a lot of money, but you're really doing then some due diligence, testing what you think is a working concept.
And where does a patent come in as far as all that goes? Is that important, or can you wait? Or
yes and no. It in 2013 we went to a first to file country instead of a first to invent country. So now that puts everything on scale with the rest of the world. But that means if you've been working on it for years and somebody else files in front of you, you lose. So now there's been kind of a clock that starts ticking as soon as you've got an idea. So a lot of inventors opt for a provisional patent application, which means they can go in and without doing the final design work and everything, they can go ahead and file something that gives them a time stamp of saying, this is my idea, and I've got a year now to file a full utility.
Okay, we've got everybody interested. We've got to hit the bottom of the hour. We've got a hard break coming up.
We've got
more to talk about. Romeo and Rosie each had an invention they want to run by you, and we'll have some of your favorites that you've seen over the years. Okay, we'll be right back.